This has really been an interesting week of growth since I got this this project. And a couple things came to mind. It was the Titanic, the Book of Esther, and the Grizzly. And it all makes sense at the end, and you'll see. When I grew up, our family wasn't very close at all. My dad was a golf professional. He worked all the time. We just worked at a golf course all the time. I really can't remember, but that's the first time, probably in second or third grade, that I started to go to church. My parents never did. Jesus or God or anything was never even mentioned. But I remember going to a non-denominational church in California, and I went for, in fact, all my elementary years. But that at that time, I went every Sunday, but I didn't really, nobody talked about salvation. It was just like doing coloring book stuff and memorizing verses, which is a good thing, but the plan of salvation was really never taught to me at all. Finally, I used to go up to Rock Springs, Wyoming to visit my grandma. And I guess when I was 9, she had me baptized into the LDS church, which I didn't know anything about, and once again, nothing was explained to me. I just remember being baptized, and to that point, I just assumed that you just had to do all of the good things. In fact, in my Bible that I had a thing that my grandmother gave me, the Ten Commandments, and I'd read it every day, kind of a checklist. That, you know, I didn't, haven't killed anybody, I haven't done those things, so it's all good. And I still remember this as plain as day. After I was baptized, I was riding home in their car, and my hair was still wet, and all of a sudden this bad word came into my mind, and I was like, oh, I blew it already, and I'm not even home. That was just my mindset, that I had to do all these good things, you know, to be with Jesus in heaven. That was just my understanding. After that, we moved to Roosevelt, Utah, which is a big LDS community, and that was probably in sixth grade, and I started going to junior high and started going to all the church activities there. And even during that time, it just never really made sense. And once again, the plan of salvation or life with Christ, with eternity, nothing was ever mentioned at all. Once again, it was just kind of a works-based type thing. And that's the only thing that I understood. And of course, at that time, you have a lot of questions. Why do so many bad things happen? And why doesn't God fix this? And why doesn't God fix that? And I just didn't understand the concept of accepting Him into my life. After junior high, I was in high school, and that was probably, that's where the Grizzly and the Titanic comes in. The Grizzly is a big roller coaster in California with just like this little rickety things with ups and downs, and that's the way my life was. It was just a really bad time. And also like the Titanic, just sinking, and that's how my life was. I dropped out of school in high school. I was homeless for a time. I'd sleep in my car down in the cemetery. But I had a 73 Chevelle that had a big back seat, so that was okay, you know, those big cars. But yeah, it was just really a bad time. No direction. I was just kind of left to do what I wanted to do. No direction from my parents. I stayed out late, got in trouble, and just did all sorts of stuff. And also with the Titanic, it seems like throughout my whole life, God was just always throwing me a life preserver here and there, you know, like He has done all of us. And at that time, I was a couple people came into my life, and there was an Assemblies of God church that I started going to in high school, and that was pretty cool. Kind of had an idea better than I've had before, kind of what living for Jesus really meant. But of course, I just kind of did my own thing. At that time, I joined the Navy, and that was a wild ride for 13 years. You can't even imagine, once again, growing up in that atmosphere, being young, and not knowing the Lord. I just did everything that you could possibly imagine. And once again, it's just amazing looking back that all the times that Christ did something in my life. I remember one night I was in the barracks, and I was going to dinner with my friends or something, and these three young sailors came up to me, you know, and they had their Bibles, and they're jumping around, and, hey, do you want to come to Bible study? And I'm like, seriously? Who does that? Who goes around inviting people to go to a Bible study? It just seemed like the strangest thing I've ever seen. You know, I couldn't comprehend that at all. And once again, it was just through that whole time, I just never went to church. In fact, this week, looking back, I didn't even really know anybody that went to church or knew the Lord. It was just completely absent for all of those years. Even the people I worked with, I really honestly can't say there was one person that I knew that went to church or did anything like that at all. After I got out of the Navy in 1996, I moved to St. George, and unfortunately that's when Alex's mom and I got divorced, and that was another really horrible time, and that was probably just the worst time of my life at all. All these allergies. Right, Dave? Anyway, that's a time where somebody invited me to Calvary Chapel in St. George. In fact, that's where I met Darren at. And once again, the people that He puts in your life, it's just amazing. One thing to go back that I missed from my notes, sorry. When I started going to college, what's really interesting because I look back now and it's just this is the hardest part of this testimony is how hostile I was towards the God. I was mad at him all the time. I was a huge evolution nut. I had a picture of Charles Darwin above my study desk. I was a pro-choicer. I'd call police on people that were demonstrating. We lived right next to the family planning clinic in California, and I just couldn't stand those people. You know, they're taking away our rights to choose this, that, and the other thing. I'm a completely different man than I was back then. It's just shameful. But that's one of the attributes I love to Christ, that no matter what we do to him, he's still going to love us. That just blows me away. It's a good thing I'm not God. I'd be zapping people left and right. You know, you said what? Seriously, I just can't believe that. That just blows me away. I mean, I was hostile. I'd scream and yell, and I'd blame everything on him. All of my problems. God, how can you do this to me? Not realizing that those are all my bad choices in life that I did. But that just absolutely blows me away that he loves us like he does. I got a scar here. And it just made me think, because I remember, and I really do hear on my finger, just as a little kid, I was throwing pop bottles against a wall, smashing them. And I don't know why I did this, but when one was broken and it had a sharp edge, well, that's where I put my finger to throw it. So it took out a big, huge chunk, and it was just bleeding forever, didn't know what to do, it was all by myself. And I just remember how painful it was. So just like what Pastor Craig said, you know, he has scars. I can't even imagine the pain that he went through for me. You know, because I remember how painful this little bitty scar was. So it's just absolutely amazing. Anyway, when I went to Calvary, that's the first time I ever heard the salvation message and what it really meant. I have to admit, when I first started going, I thought I was in such a deep pit in my life that if I started going to church, everything would be good and those types of things. In fact, after I accepted Christ, I went and talked to Pastor Rick, and I said, I feel worse than I did before. This just isn't working. You know, I thought that by doing that, everything would just turn around by itself and it would be all good, but it wasn't. But once again, it's people like Darren that just, this is the first book that he gave me. Darren was just, it didn't matter. If there was a discussion that came up, like, how do you put all those animals on the ark? That's impossible. Well, sure enough, here comes Darren with a book on how, you know, the God Noah's Ark and all of that. And it's just wonderful, you know. He was just really neat. So I was actually saved, and that's when I really first, it's probably been about 10 years ago, and that's when I first started to really understand what salvation was and giving your life to Christ. It's not about doing good works and good things. I mean, those things are important, but it's the because, like, going back riding in that car, I blew it in 10 minutes right off the bat. And I was just a little kid. I didn't know what word it was or where it came from or whatever. But it was just amazing. And then, oh gosh, I've been here about 15 years teaching, and I started coming to this church. And once again, it's just a really sound Bible-based church where you get into the Word of God and learn how to accept Him and let Him to be in control of your life. At the time, Dave was a pastor. Sorry. And once again, it just amazes me how he uses people for your life. A lot of times we just want God to take over and do this and do that. And that's where the book of Esther comes in. If I remember right, that's the only book in the Bible where God's not mentioned. You don't see it anywhere. But if you read it carefully, you see all of the things that he does just in perfect timing to make everything come to play. And it's just absolutely amazing. And by God putting these men in my life, Dave just gave me huge opportunities. He placed in front of me to grow as a Christian. I'm very grateful for that. I'm really sorry. That's all I can say. I'm just absolutely... Before you all, I just want to thank God for what he's done in my life. I really shouldn't even be alive. You know, he saved my life in a physical way. And more importantly, I get to spend eternity with him. You know, and I just want to be like him and love others like he loves us. I know, speaking for myself, and I'm sure a lot of us, somebody makes us mad or there's a bad situation, we're the first to throw in the towel and quit. And I'm not talking to him or her anymore. They may be mad. I'm not doing this. I don't like my job. I can't even imagine what God even saw in me at all. I was just a hostile person towards him, you know, and he completely changed my life. I'm not that good now, but I was really bad back then. But I mean, that's just one attribute of the characteristic that he has. It just absolutely blows me away. And it frustrates me in the world today that we see people living their life like I did with those beliefs, and it's a sad thing. You know, when you accept Christ into your life, it's just all the amazing things that he can do. And once again, going back to the book of Esther, it's just the perfect timing of everything. When I was going through that bad time, Alec, he was just a little kid back then, probably about kindergarten, 5 or 6 years old. Well, that's when I started going to church, so God worked that out. That's the only life he's ever known. And it's been fun watching him grow up, because that's the only life that he knows. He took a completely different path than I did. And it's just, as a father, it's so good to see that. But it's not what I did, but it's what Christ did. You know, and it's just, and that's one thing I'm learning too. People always say, oh, you did such a good job raising your kid. And I just laugh. I said, it wasn't me at all. It was God. And it was all of you that had played a huge part in his life. So, sorry for being emotional, but it's just, he's just absolutely awesome. And like I said, he's changed my life. 180 degrees, I just can't even, I can give you 10,000 reasons why. You know, just everything we've said today has been my life. It's just incredible. So, praise to the Lord, and thank you.